All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
For every 230 cars that are made, one will be stolen. Does that make you feel better or worse about having your car stolen last night? Hey, good morning. It's time to wake up with a little history on this day with Scott Cooper and thehistoryofeveryday.com. Well, there we go. Let's talk about what happened on this day in history. On this day in 1940, Pennsylvania 65,000 by Glenn Miller and his orchestra was recorded. The song title refers to the oldest existing New York phone number at this time belonging to the Hotel Pennsylvania. Fletcher Christian leads a mutiny against the commanding officer William Bligh aboard the British Royal Navy HMS Bounty on this day in 1789. The mutineers eventually settled on the island of Tahiti. In 1926, unemployment in Europe is at an all-time high with over 5 million receiving doles from the government, with over 1 million in Britain and 2 million in Germany. Over 1.2 million people face starvation in Illinois as the U.S. federal government stops providing New Deal funding. Italian partisans execute deposed dictator Benito Mussolini and his mistress on this day in 1945. In 1965, U.S. Marines evacuate American citizens in the Dominican Republic due to the current civil war. Heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali appears for his scheduled induction to the U.S. Armed Forces in Houston. He refuses three times to step forward at the call of his name in 1967. In 1969, following a number of protests and armed students involving guns and weapons in colleges and universities across the U.S., new laws are being sought to ban all guns from college campuses. U.S. involvement in Vietnam is now complete as helicopters and Marines bring out the last U.S. citizens on this day in 1975. And in 1994, a CIA double agent, Aldrich Ames, is jailed for life for admitting selling secrets to the Soviet Union and then Russia. In music on this day in 1968, the Broadway musical Hair opened at the Biltmore Theater in New York City. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon went number one on the U.S. album chart on this day in 1973. It went on to enjoy a record-breaking 741 discontinuous weeks on the Billboard chart. And finally, on this day in 1999, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You want some special days to celebrate today? Well, it's National Blueberry Pie Day, National Bravehearts Day, National Great Poetry Reading Day, National Pet Parents Day, and Workers Memorial Day. Well, there you go. Hopefully your car's not stolen when you get up this morning. Whatever you're doing today, have a great history of every day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.